Well, as I said at the beginning, not only do we celebrate internationally known figures, but we also value our homegrown celebrities. And one lady who's been very well known to Let's Talk readers over the years is Margaret Haley, who sadly died in May. Derek James paid tribute to our own Lady of Letters. Here's Tony to tell you about her. And after that, Neil Haverson will pay his own tribute.
Thousands of boys and girls growing up in Norfolk will have been taught by a woman who went on to appear in both newspapers and magazines more often than some politicians. And she often spoke far more common sense. Her name was Margaret Haley, née Codling. And when you opened a copy of Let's Talk and turned to the letters page, the chances were her name would appear. She would often echo the thoughts of others when she gave her opinion on just about every subject under the sun. "I am a letter writer, I can't stop," she once told me, and thank goodness she didn't. Margaret was a champion of words, and she illustrated that by writing of her life and times as a schoolteacher in Norwich during the 1950s and 60s in the book Let's Talk School Days, which was published in 2005. Like the time she took a Kirby grip and pinned up the long blonde hair belonging to a boy so he could see to write. She was later summoned into the head teacher's office because the boy's angry father had written her an abusive letter objecting to his lad wearing a hair grip. She added, "I treated my children with respect and honesty, and I got the best back in return. I never sent a child home without sorting out differences. Otherwise, I would wake up in the middle of the night and feel guilty in case they had an unhappy home." Margaret also pointed out, "It was possible to hug a child while marking their work at the desk, or comfort them on one's lap if distressed with a good old-fashioned cuddle. Now, distance has to be maintained, which is a destroying factor in child-teacher relationship. Touch is very important to younger children, as with pets." Born at Wotton in 1926, her brother Noel, who grew up to be a Norfolk police officer, arrived 9 years later. "I was a ready-made doll for Margaret and her friends to dress up in silly clothes and take for walks," he said. Margaret was a pupil at Thetford Grammar School, but the family moved to Norwich at a bad time, 1939, as the Second World War was about to start, and for Norwich that brought death and destruction, claiming the lives of more than 350 men, women and children. They lived in the city during the horrendous Blitz year of 1942, and young Margaret was a fire watcher at her school, the Blythe. She wanted to be a journalist, but decided to become a teacher, and worked at various schools in and around Norwich, starting at Wensum View Junior, then moving to North Earlham and Catton Grove. Afterwards, she worked as a supply teacher at various Norfolk schools. When she retired, she and her late husband Brian, who worked for Eastern Counties newspapers, now Archant, which are publishers of Let's Talk, travelled the world, especially to Australia and to America, where they added to their collection of car number plates. And when she wasn't travelling, Margaret wrote letters. She was never shy about giving her opinions and would quickly write a suitable reply to any letter stating facts with which she didn't agree, said Brother Noel. "We shall miss dear Margaret, a warm, generous, kind lady of letters, and also one with a brilliant sense of humour. She died in the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital after a short illness. She has a son who lives in America."
The post would arrive around 9:30 a.m. I'd sift out the competition entries, then look at the readers' letters. There among them I'd often spot a white envelope with distinctive handwriting. I knew immediately who it was from. And if I was in any doubt, on the reverse of the envelope was written, "From Mags Haley." Inside would be anything up to three letters written on plain A4 sheets of paper, sometimes in black biro, sometimes in pencil. There was usually a footnote saying, "Over to you." In her letters, Margaret covered everything from current events, comments on other letters and memories from her life in Norfolk, her travels and her teaching experiences. We had so many letters, Mags was the only correspondent to have her own file. During one phone conversation, I thanked her for everything she sent in and said how welcome it was. When I pointed out once we could only use one letter a month, she said, "That's OK. It's just a bit of fun. Bin them if you don't want them." I have happy memories of my time on Let's Talk, but none more cherished than the warmth and kindness of Margaret.
Thank you to Rupert and Neil.